Life in a competitive family is complicated when one of its members is deaf. Nina Raine's play Tribes is about a family that values language above all else, and problems arise when everyone tries to be heard without really listening. Emmy Award winner Mayor Winningham plays Beth, the mother who's writing a marriage breakdown detective novel, and Jeff Perry plays her husband Christopher, an academic critic. Tribes, which is the winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play, is currently at the Barrow Street Theater in Greenwich Village. I'm very pleased to welcome both Jeff Perry and Mayor Winningham to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
The people you play, Beth and Christopher, are the parents of two hearing children and also Billy, who's deaf, and whom they've raised without the knowledge of sign language. Does their family fit the notion of a tribe, do you think?
I think it
most certainly.
Yes, I think it certainly does.
That might be their biggest problem.
They see themselves as a kind of a closed entity?
They are hermetically sealed, as one sweetheart says.
And they often are discussing the importance of language, which would have probably have happened because of who they are, whether or not they had a deaf son.
Yes, I think so. Nina Raine, the playwright, would, I assume, admit she was very forthcoming, you know, with us, that this is a, can you call it maybe a Picasso of her family?
An exaggerated version.
No, well, a collage, mm-hmm. where certain attributes of certain family members, you know, that the autobiographical source was really important. She comes from a word-drenched, prodigiously, crazily intelligent family, where mother and father have both been Oxford dons. Father is an international poet and translator, and Faber and Faber's poetry editor for 20-some years, et cetera, et cetera, and a poet. and mother is a Shakespearean scholar, and all four kids, of which she is one, all grew up in Oxford, England, and went to Oxford. And she has a playwright brother. They are a word-drenched Mensa kind of family. And
you think a family of that sort would be interested in learning sign language because that's like learning French or German or Spanish.
Yeah.
Especially since they have a deaf son.
Yeah.
Although in the play, Christopher, the father who Jeff plays, articulates why he doesn't agree with your analogy and thinks that it is, in fact, a compromised language. It can't possibly do what language does. It has to be impaired somehow.
He thinks that it's a much more black and white language.
So he thinks he's doing his son a great favor.
Yeah, she's painted a picture of an aggressive meritocracist. Is that even a word?
go with it.
Who might go to a gallery of autistic painting and go, I appreciate that these are from autistic artists, and I appreciate that they're paintings, but I'm not going to de facto say that I love them out of some misplaced sympathy, you know? And I'm not going to say the same thing about sign language. What's the merit? Is it better? No. I don't think it is.
The play makes the suggestion that it is. It has its own strengths that sometimes spoken language doesn't have.
No question. Go.
Well, no, that's hit on very early on when the family is discussing opera, which the patriarch also thinks is, that feelings cannot replace words.
Despite the fact that their daughter wants to be an opera singer.
Right.
And I think, to be fair to Nina, the playwright, you know, she is, she's presenting fully rounded people with fully flared flaws.
Yes, and you're in their living room, you know. So you are privy to their lives.
They talk over each other. Is that written in the play?
Yes. I think we do the play faithfully to the script, and there's quite a bit of overlapping, and in the case of Christopher, trains of thought that come and go with various stops.
Now, Tribes had its world premiere in 2010 in London's Royal Court Theatre. That's where plays are often given a tryout. I don't know if that's still the system there, but it's a traditional theatre. This, on the other hand, is being performed at the Barrow Street Theatre in the Round. And the actors have to, in certain situations, in fact, always, some actors have to have their backs to the audience, to parts of the audience.
Yes.
In a play about communication, that seems to be actually better than being in a proscenium stage.
You know, it's interesting. You have a trade-off, right, that the cast and the audience have talked about a lot. There's an intimacy and a voyeuristic quality to this very intimate, surrounded setup that's achievable at the Barrow Street that you can't get in a proscenium space, even of similar house size. At the same time, certain members of the audience go, oh, I wish I could have seen the face here. I wish I could have seen the face there. But almost everybody recognizes, oh, this is the yin and yang of this trade-off. It's wonderful that we feel like we're practically in your living room.
Well, do you think that having your back to the audience at times actually lends itself to a play in which one of the characters can only hear through lip reading?
That's what I think, yes. And I think getting information from someone's back is equally powerful.
Well, David Cromer, who directed this, directed Our Town. In fact, that's how he came to the attention of New York audiences. And he did it. He didn't do it totally in the round. So was that a decision of his?
I believe that he wanted to do it in the round from the very beginning. But I don't know how involved the producers and Nina were in that decision. Do you, Jeff?
You know, I really don't. I don't know the history of that. Now, I would kind of guess there is a... Well, since the production, I don't know if I, because he's going to do more productions around the country, I don't know if I want to give this away, but there is an effect near the end of his production of Our Town, a design effect, that requires a back wall. And
you can
so,
get it away.
So I'm pretty sure he, when Emily has passed away in Our Town and revisits the earth. And
it was very effective.
And asks for a moment of her life. It takes it back to one of her adolescent years. And suddenly we've gone from an expressionistic staging to a naturalistic staging where bacon is actually being cooked and the kitchen is in absolute naturalistic detail. And it's a gorgeous metaphor made alive, you know, by David and the design team in the play. Anyway, that would preclude a full in the round. That would require a three-quarter staging.
The small stage also gives you the power to stop the play if a cell phone rings, as you did in the first act during one performance. Do you think that audience members become more connected to the performance when they're so close to the action?
They definitely loved Jeff for that move. But it did happen in the first 2 minutes, or maybe even the first minute. I think it would be very different. Or maybe, I don't know. I haven't been a part of a production where play has been stopped in the middle. But they were very...
Patti LuPone did it.
Did she?
Yeah, in Gypsy. And
did she
the audience
walk
applaud.
Off? Or?
No, she said, throw that man out of the theater.
Jeez Louise.
But I can't imagine what it must be like for someone who's acting at that moment. You're in a character, and suddenly, despite all of the requests to turn off the cell phones and all electrical devices, the phone rings.
You know, we had interesting battle training. David, uniquely in my experience, he keeps... play and acting rehearsal alive during technical rehearsals. You know, a period that's traditionally actors give it over to the designers. You'll get the playback in a few days. And instead, he elongates that period and keeps both things going. So we practiced as best we could, trying to bring full emotion and reality over 12-hour days with designers walking in and out of the room and, you know, bells and whistles going off. So we had, you know, kind of squat training.
Yeah.
In a play that's all about people all making a lot of noise and talking over each other. The play we're talking about is Tribes, which has the most nominations of any play this season. I'm talking to two of its stars today, Jeff Perry and Mara Winningham. You can find information about tickets on our show page at WNYC.org. The set is designed by Scott Pask, and it's...
Makes you want to move in there, doesn't it?
Well,
such a great set.
It is rather naturalistic. Would you call this a realistic play?
It what?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, the use, there's such a dense and beautiful use of different vocabularies, of different languages, subtitles, super titles.
You're all of you are acting in British accents.
Hopefully naturalistic.
kind of almost Shakespearean density of language and sign language, and kind of beautiful silences. So you know, there's a beautiful range of expression in it. So it is a kind of Nina's version of Tennessee Williams naturalism. You know, because it's poetic at the same time.
Now, it's been performed in Britain. Could it? You're one of the co-founders of Steppenwolf. Could this move to Chicago?
I am aggressively lobbying our artistic director, Martha Levy, for just that. Yeah.
he said your name, Martha.
and when did this cast get together, Mayor? Was it for this production?
Yes, I came on board last, which I think I might have Jeff and David to thank for that. So I know there were a couple readings, and the family was cast. Susie Pourfar, who just won the Obie and is getting the Theater World Award today for her great performance. Sylvia, the only member of the play not in the family. She was... I think cast very early on from a reading, and Jeff was cast, and I came on board early in January.
Now, the play has won the 2012 New York Theatre Critics Circle Award, the 2012 Off-Broadway Alliance Award for Best Play. It's been nominated for 6 Lucille Lortel Awards, 4 Drama Desk Awards, and 2 Drama League Awards.
And it won the Drama Desk night before last for Best Play.
Russell Harvard, who plays Billy, is partially deaf, isn't he? Were any accommodations made to ease his communication with the cast and the director during rehearsals?
Candace Brooker is a veteran signer and signs performances all across the Off-Broadway and Broadway New York stages for the non-hearing audience. And she was with us pretty much every minute of every rehearsal, translating a dialogue as or perhaps even more complex than is in the play, because a director as an assistant director and 5 other actors asking questions and talking about moments and trying to get at what's going on in the workspace is as hard a conversation to follow as you'd ever want. So dear Candace, with her signing, I thought, honey, you're never going to need to go to the gym, I think, during this. You know, she'd been doing this for about 8 hours, you know, every day, signing for Russell.
So Russell must actually really have felt a lot like Billy, the character he was playing.
He did. And every time that he says that, my heart squeezes a little bit, because it's inevitable, and yet we need to work harder that not be the case.
Now, you mentioned Susan Pourfar, who plays Sylvia. She is the character who enters the play as a woman that Billy starts dating, and that is what sets all of the troubles into motion.
Yes, and she's going deaf, so there's another layer to the to the cake.
And she, through Sylvia, The play also tackles the subject of the deaf community and whether people should join the deaf community. This is a family that's opposed to having him ghettoized, as they see it. He sees it as finding people who have he shares all sorts of similar issues with.
And yeah. finds his voice. Once, when he learns sign, he finds a part of himself that was, you know, not available to him.
Now, the play is extended until September?
Yes.
Yes.
And do you, does, it's a hit, so
do you think it's going to go longer? It's going beautifully. You know, they have an amazing track record. They being Scott Morphy and Tom Wirtschafter as producers, and Gene Demanian and all of their co-producers, some of which have done multiple productions with them at the Barrow Street.
Well, Our Town was on forever.
Almost 19 months, yeah. I think. You know, so
it is forever in off-Broadway world.
Oh, to have off-Broadway runs without a subscription base, and an investor-based open-ended run. I've never heard of it in all of my theater life, but you have to have an amazing batting average to pull that off. So they're great producers.
Well, but if that doesn't, you have other plans? You're going to go back to films?
I am owned happily because I love the work by ABC's television show called Scandal, that Shonda Rhimes of Grey's Anatomy's creator has created. And so I'll need to go back June 30th. Will be my last two shows, Saturday, June 30th, and then I'll go back to work on that.
Hey, Mayor.
You're stuck with me until September.
Oh, alas. My great thanks to both of you for being on our show. Jeff Perry, Mayor Winningham, two of the stars of Tribes, which is written by Nina Raine. It's at the Barrow Street Theater, which is just off of 7th Avenue South. And for ticket information, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leonard.